means chayos eish, memalolois. They were mamish chayos, wild animals of fire talking. That's what chashmal means. Chayos of eish, made out of fire. Rashi eish yoitzim deburim. When they were speaking, when these chayos were talking, fire was coming out of their words. That's called the chashmal. The Masnisa Torah and the Brice would end like this. Itam choshois, itam amalois. Sometimes they're quiet, sometimes they're talking. When a Kodesh Baruch Hu talks, they keep quiet. When there's no deeper words coming out of a Kodesh Baruch Hu, then these chashmal, these chayas of Eish, talk, and the fire comes out from their talking. Tosik says, V'hachayos rotzui v'shoif, kemara barzik. And the chayas were going back and forth like a split, like a barzik, like a lightning. Rashi rotzus v'shuv, moitzien roshim etachas rikia. They were putting the head down below the rikia. Hanotu l'malam roshayim, v'chayzuch ha-machnisa noisim m'moy rashchina. They were like putting the head back and forwards. They were afraid of Hashem. The Nehirus. Very fast, karitza v'sheva shalav hayetsa pia bozit. Like a lightning goes back and forth, like a flame flickers back and forth. My rotsa v'shuv, what does it mean back and forth? Amr Rabbi Yehuda, ka'or like a flame, hayetsa pia kifshon, was coming out of a furnace. Shrashi shesarfim bayavonim lesid. There's a fire flickers back and forth. My kamara barzik. Amr Rabbi Yosi ben Chanina bar Chanina kor hayotzim ben hachasim. Like the fire comes out between the pottery. Trashi derech mastike zov limkoiv kli cheres nekov nekovim koifin oisa gabicholim. Put a kli atop a fire with sparks of fire come out. V'yeren I saw v'hinei ruach sarabo, and a storm wind was coming min atzofer from the north side. Anen godol v'yesh mis lakechas. And in the middle of this, one middle of this big storm, was this chashmal of fire. Leich and also, where was it going? It was going to conquer the world away from Nebuchadnezzar, Russia. The whole kach lomo shlo yomu umasolam v'yadu mashvola mosa kodesh baruch hu's bonav. Okay, it was going down to give over the whole world into the hands of the Nebuchadnezzar Russia. Why did Hashem make the Nebuchadnezzar Russia like rule over the whole world? Because Baruch Hu put Klai Yisrael into Golus, into Nebuchadnezzar. As if to say, the Ummah should not say that Hashem gave us into a small nation. No, Hashem gave us into Nebuchadnezzar, the big nation, the big ruler of the whole world. And Omer, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Migorim Lo, Shiyeye, Shamash, Yev Dev Silim, what would cause Klai Yisrael to have to go into Golus? That was because the Rona varies. Alright, we'll stop here. You're holding up your gimel on the base. Thus is also again Yecheskel v'Eiram v'hinei ruach sarah bo min atzofen, and he saw, and there was a stormy wind coming from the north. Onon gadol v'eish, there was a big cloud there, and there was fire mitlakachas going whirling around v'noigeloi sovin, and went around him. U'mitoicho kena chashmal mitoicheish, and in the middle there was like a chashmal in the middle of the fire. And we said before chashmal means fire coming out when the malachim were talking. Also, where was this big storm of fire going? Omer Rav Yud Amar Rav, Sholach Lichvosh as Kol Olam Kulo Etachas Nebuchadnezzar Russia. It was going to capture the whole world under Nebuchadnezzar Russia. Now, to give the whole world to Nebuchadnezzar. Why? Because Kach Loma, how come Maki was Zeicha to rule over the whole world? Shlo Yomru Umas Olam, the world should not say, the Yad Umas Shavala Masra Kodesh Baruch Hu is Bonav. That Kodesh Baruch Hu gave over his children of Klal Yisrael into a low nation. Now, so when came Golas Bavel, when they had to go out of Eretz Yisrael, Hashem put them into Golas. He gave them over to a big kingdom, to Nebuchadnezzar. Shouldn't say like he gave them over to a shuffle, to a low nation. Gave them over to the ruler of the whole world. Oh my Kodesh Baruch Hu,
Migorim li sheye shamash li of the psilim, who caused me that I should be a shamash, like when Klai Yisrael goes into Golis, HaKadosh Baruch Hu goes there also, who caused me Hashem also to have to be mishamish by the goyim, is avonisayim shal Yisrael hen gormali. It's the averus that the Jews do that caused that Hashem had to put Klai Yisrael into Golis, out of Eretz Yisrael and Golis Bavel, and HaKadosh Baruch Hu was there also. Then the Potter says, the era HaChayos, he saw the Chayos, v'inei oifen echad baritz, one wheel was on the ground, Eitzol HaChayos, near the Chayos. So what does the Pasuk mean? Amar Rav Lozer, Malach Echad Shu Oimed Boretz. There was one Malach, it means one angel, that is, he was standing on this ground. V'roisha Megi Eitzol HaChayos, and his head reached, that's how tall this Malach was, all the way up to the Chayos. From Asisa Tom in the Brice, it says, Sandlafen Shemoy, that's his name, is Sandlafen. And Hagviya Mechaveroi, he's taller than all those other Chaverim, Malach Chomish Meyoshana, he's taller than all the other ones, 500 years worth of height. Because if somebody wants to walk for 500 years, that's how much taller he is than the other ones. This Malach is standing in back of the Makova, and he's making crowns for HaKadosh Baruch Hu. That's what this Malach is doing. But the more any, it's not that way. V'aksiv, the Pasuk says, Baruch Kavod HaShem M'Koymoy, Michlal de M'Koymoy Lekad Yodolei, that Hashem should give cover to Hashem M'Koymoy from his place. Mashmah that the Malachim did not know exactly where Hashem's place is. And here it says that as Malach was standing right by Hashem and putting kesef, putting crowns on top of him. So the Gemara says, Diyomar Shei Matago, he just said like Hashem's name. True, the Malach himself didn't know exactly where Hashem was. He was just like saying, this crown is for Hashem, and by itself the crown went to Hashem. Omar Rava, Kol Shero Yecheskel Ro Yishayo. Whatever Yecheskel saw, Yishayo also saw. Loma Yecheskel Doim, what is Yecheskel Doim to? Leven Kfar Shero Asamelech. Leven Kfar, that's like from a suburb, Leven Kfar, from a village. He sees the king. Volomi Yishayo Doim, who is Yishayo Melech Doim to? Leven Kfar, from person to a bigger city, to the big city. So Rashi learns, Ro Yishayo, Kishiro Solubruch HaKodesh, Kimoshinema Vieras Hashem Yeshvakisir Romanisa. That Yishayo also had like Nevius, also had Ruch HaKodesh. That a Ruch HaKodesh spoke to him also. Elishloichosh Mepharish Esakil, Shoy Ben Melochim, a God of Apaltian, or Ben Krach, a Roya Semelech, and a Nivol Vieno, Tema of Vieno Choshka Saper. Yishayo, he was the king, like he was used to seeing Hashem. So when he had Ruch HaKodesh, so he wasn't surprised about it. So he didn't go to write it all down. Mashen Kain, Yecheskel, he wasn't so ruggled by Hashem, so therefore when he got a Nevius, when he saw what was going on, he wrote it down. But really, Yishayo saw all these things also. Omer Resh Lakish, Ma'adich Siv, what does the Pasuk say? Or Shira LaHashem Kigo Go. I'll sing to Hashem for the High One. Shira Lemisha Mizgor Alagayim. I'll sing to Hashem that He's above everybody else. The Omama was said like this, Melech Shebechayis Ari. Who is the king of the Chayis? That's the Ari. The lion. Melech Shebehemis Shur. Who's the king over the animals? That's the ox. Melech Shebeyoifers Nesher. The king of the birds is the eagle. The Odom is Gol Aleim. And the person is greater than all of them. He like rules over all of them. But the HaKadosh Baruch Hu Mizgoy Akulam. HaKadosh Baruch Hu rules is on top of Geya, is above all of them. The HaKol Alam Kulay, and is above the whole world also. Yekosav Nadav Pshat Ashiru LaHashem Ki Go Go. Hashem is above everybody. Kosav Echroim, one Pasuk says, Udumus Pinayim Pinayodim. That the faces of these Malachim, the Fanim, that was in front of Hashem, that the Cheskel says, that their faces looked, Pneiyem, Pnei Odom, one looked like a person, or Pnei Ari, one had the face of a lion, El Hayimid Yabosim, was on the right side of the four of them, or Pnei Shor Mehasmuel, and the face of an ox was on the left side, Liabosim on the left of all four of them. That's what one Pasuk says. Uksiv, another Pasuk says, V'arbo Ponim Li Echod, that there were four faces to one, Pnei Echad, Pnei Akruv, Pnei Asheni, Pnei Odom. That one was the Pnei Akruv, one was the Pnei Odom, Vashlishi Pnei Ari, Varavi Pnei Nesher, Vilu Shor Lekachoshev, If the second post, it doesn't say the face of a shore. Before it said one looked like a shore. So it's a steer. How do these four people look like? So Rosh Lakish, Yecheskel Bikishol of Rachmim, for Hovchol a Kruv. He changed it from a shore into a Kruv. We'll soon see what a Kruv is. The shore are just going to like argue, say bad things for us. And we want by the kisei, by the makovah of Hashem, that's the malachim that are all around Hashem, we want them to have rachim on us. So therefore we don't want a kitegur, we don't want someone, a prosecutor like the shore. Rashi says, Kitegur the Tsoine, someone that hates you. Senegar Oyev Melitz Yosher. So Senegar means like your lawyer that will talk good for you. So therefore, he changed it from a shore into a kruv. So the more my kruv, what is the kruv? Omer Rabbi Yahuwa Karvio, like a young child. Shrashi Pnei Tinik, the face of a young child. She came to Bovel, Kurun Yanuka Revio. In Bovel, they're called small children Revio. So that's what the fourth face was, like a small child. Omalera popola baya. Elo meyati, so the seed, one posik says, Pneya echad, Pneya kruv. O Pneya sheni, Pneya odom. Of course, the same thing then. You're telling me Pneya kruv means the face of a child, and then Pneya odom, of course, the same thing. Via shlishi, Pneya ri. For your voravi, the fourth one was Pnei nesher, the face of an eagle. For the Gemara, hainu Pnei kruv, hainu Pnei odom. Well, you're saying kruv means a young child, but they both have the face of a person, so it's the same thing. So Moore says, no, Api Ravavi V'Api Zutri. True, they both look like people, but one is like an adult, and one is like a kid, so it's two different things. Trashi, Hainu Pnei Kruv, Hainu Pnei Yodam. Mahein Pnei Kruv, Mahein Pnei Yodam. V'chilo Yechre, it's the same thing. Terat says, no, Api Ravavi V'Api Zutri. V'Echad Pnei Godav, V'Echad Pnei Kotan. My Poshit, one looks like an older person, one looks like a young one. Fire to Kosov, Echreim, one Posik says, Sheish Kenofayim, that these Malachim, whatever it is, these four, had six wings to it. Sheish Kenofayim. Sheish Kenofayim Liyachad, each one had six wings. The cost of Echreimer, one says, V'yarbo Ponim Liyachas, V'yarbo Kenofayim Liyachas Mehen, they only had four wings. Skor Tastira, one says that six, one says that has their four wings. Well, Akasha. Kan Bizman Shem Besim Mitishkayim. Kan Bizman Shem Besim Mitishkayim. That means Kivayochol Shenismaito Kantfeyachayas. That Akash Baruch Hu made it smaller. Bizman the Beis Hamikdash had six wings. Bizman the Churban they lost two wings. Rashi comes when she Beis Hamikdash Kayim. B'yemei Yeshayahu Hoya Mikdash Kayim. The Mechayim, the first bias was still standing when Yeshayahu was talking. V'yemei Yecheskel Kvayegiya Zman Sheyechrov. Mashenka, when Yecheskel spoke already, that was after the Churban of the Beis Hamikdash. V'nismato Famal Yeshemalom. And after the churban of the Beis Hamikdash here, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made upstairs his familia, the people around him also smaller. So therefore the Malachim lost two wings. Marahai Minai we might, which one was lost? Omarav Chananel, Omarav. Oysan Shoimera Shira Behen. The ones that they say, that they used to say Shira with. They sing to Hashem with. Ksiv Hach, one pasuk says, Ubishtayim Yoifif. With two they fly. Vekorozel Zev Yomar. That they go up and you don't see them anymore. Shashu b'shtayim yoifef v'somachle v'korol zel zel al mahanech ninu t'yam rabu shira shem eskasha shayis b'kor k'nefeyim. How do the malachim sing to Hashem? Mashma they wing, they wave their wings, and by waving their wings, that's the way they sing to Hashem. V'anech k'siv yenenu gabi yisoyif. That's the next part, says they weren't there anymore. As yet, the Churban Abayas, the Kodesh Baruch Hu took away the two wings that the Malachim used to sing with. So, more the pictures they show with wings, but it says not so far fetched, I say. Well, you see pictures of Malachim with wings on them, is that they say, used to say Shir with them. But the Rabbonin Am Rabbonin say, Oysen Shemachasas Ben Ragleyim. No, the wings that used to cover their feet. Shenem on the Pusik says, V'Ragleyim Regli Yeshura. Masma, their feet are straight. Now, we love the mayit, we know heavy yoda. If not that they took away the wings, that now they could see their feet, how would Yecheskel know their feet were straight? So, Mashman, that's what was missing in the times of Yecheskel, that the wings that usually covered up their feet, those two wings were taken away. Said the Gemara, no. Maybe they had the wings that covered their feet. Now, Puk, when Yecheskel saw, the wings were up, were uncovered, you could see their feet. Dilo, Taymach, if you don't want to say like this, Udmus Penei and Penei Yodim. It says Yecheskel saw them, and the face looked like a person. Is Ochin Ami Demayit? You want to tell me now that the wings, Mashmah, the Malachim there, they have wings that cover the whole body. So when the wings are normal, you can't see anything. And here Yecheskel saw their face and saw their feet. So what you have to tell me then is we saw their face means that those wings were missing. Ella, what do you have to say? They weren't missing, but rather, at that time when Yecheskel looked, the wings were uncovered, and he was uncovering the face and was able to see the face. So maybe Hochinami, maybe the wings that usually cover their feet were on the Malachim, but just now when Yecheskel looked, they weren't uncovered. But Hochi has to know. It's a shake, it's normal like that, the person uncovers his face. So man, it's okay, the Malachim uncovered the face. But here the Malachim was standing in front of Hashem, so it's not nice to uncover your feet. So if the Malachim would have had their wings that covered their feet, when they were standing in front of Hashem, for sure the wings would have been covering their feet. So since Yecheskel was able to see their feet, mashma, those wings were missing. By the cost of Echlin, one pasuk says, Elef Alfim Yishamshuni, that Hashem had thousands, Elef Alofim, thousand, were serving me. For Rabboi Revovon Kadmoi, and there were tens of 10,000s in front of me. Yekumen, were standing in front of Hashem. That's one pasuk. The cost of Echlin, another pasuk says, Hayesh Mispo Legdudov, is there any count, no matter how many troops are in front of Hashem? Mashmi can't count them. And here it says there are ten thousands, and here it says you can't count them at all. Muslim Akasha. Kanvas Mancha Besimitishkayim. True, at that time you couldn't count how many servants Hashem have upstairs. Or the Kanvas Mancha Besimitishkayim that we had before, Hashem was reminded, made it smaller, and now there wasn't count how many. Thousands of thousands, and ten thousands of ten thousands. Kivayocho Shinismayta Famalia Shemalo. As we said before, Bizman Shembish Mitishkayim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu made his familia, the people next to him, smaller. Tanya, Rabbi Yoimer, Mishum Abba Yoisi Ben Doisoi, Elef Alfim Yisham Shuni, a thousand of thousands were serving Hashem. Mispar Gedud, that's the account of the Gedud. Echo Mispar Elef Alfim Yisham Shuni, Mispar Gedud, Echot, Ola Gedud Ave Mispar. And to Gedudov, there was no account. That's Mispa Gedudechre. That's the Mispa of one like a troop. Of a Gedudov, to how many troops he had there, that's a Mispa. That's the Territus of Nostira. One troop, Taka, was made out of a thousand. But how many troops he had there, it doesn't say that's a Mispa. That there's no account for. Rabbi Yirmiyah Barabba Oma, Elef Alfim Yishamshuni, thousands of thousands to serve me. Lenor Dinor, for this place, Nor Dinor Rashi, the high Kronami Gabi Nor Dinor Ksiv. That's this place, this river. Shenem the Apostle says, Nor Dinor Neged, Venofek Min Kadmoy, Elef Alfim Yishamshuni. And from this place, from this river, came out thousands of thousands to serve me. For Rabbi Revovin Kadmoy Yukumen, and tens of 10,000 came in front of Hashem. Where did these malachim come from? Mizayoson shochayis, from the sweat of the chayis. That's where they come from. The chayis are also other type of malachim that are upstairs by Hashem. Olahechon shofach. Where does it? Where does all this zayir? Where does the sweat go to? Amarav zutra batuviyu amarav al roish rishoyim gehenim. It goes down to the heads of the rishoyim gehenim. Shneimer the pasuk says hinei saras Hashem. The wind of Hashem, Chama Yotza V'Sor Mischelel Arosh Rishoyim Yichelel, goes on top of the heads of the Rishoyim. V'Ravachar B'Yakov Oma Al Asher Koimtoi, on the people that had a special degree, like we'll soon see, a special gzera was upon them, like we'll soon see what it means. Al Tatu Kodorish Shehevir Min Oilom Koide Man Teiro Ulei Boren. Like we'll soon see, there were this amount of duras that Hashem did not create beforehand. For Nosnim Gehenim, he put them into Gehenim. For Yaleim Noif, on these it came. On these people it fell. We'll soon see. So he says, Allah Sheh Koimtu, on the people that were supposed to be created, but were not created. Shinem, the Pasuk says, Allah Sheh Koimtu, V'loi Eis Nohor Yoitzik Yisoytim. Tanya will learn this. Amr Rav Shimon HaChosid. Elu, what does it mean, Asher Kumtu? These people that were supposed to be created, but were not created? What does it go on? Elu Tishu Meyos V'Shivim V'Yabodorus. 974 generations. She'a Kumtu Liboris. That real HaKadosh Baruch Hu wanted to create. Shrashi means Nigzeru Liboris. Hashem Medgzeru.